This is Terry, and you're listening to episode 231.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Hope you're having a great weekend, or had a great weekend whenever you're listening to this podcast. Today's date is March the 18th on a Saturday. It's about 10:07 my time right now, Eastern Standard Time, trying to get ahead of this coming week's workload that I've got queued up at TerryWilson3.com. Got several things going on this week at the company, working with tons and tons and tons. I can't believe it. The amount of people that have onboarded with us this last quarter. It's humbling, number one. When I have people that call and say something like,
"Hey, this is Tony."
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
Dude, you personally are calling me back.
It is amazing to me that Joyce Wilson's boy from Ruth gets that kind of response from people. Sometimes it is humbling that people put that kind of confidence in you, and I hope never to disappoint. But what brings me even more satisfaction is seeing the amount of people that have onboarded with us just in the last few weeks, and already seeing a turnaround in their business, in their income, in the things that they're wanting to do, the places they're wanting to go in their business, and light bulbs are going off, and they're seeing a turnaround. I had one gentleman that says, "You know, Terry, I have tried multiple ways to increase my income, grow a business. I've tried different things. I've tried network marketing. I've tried MLMs. I tried the insurance. I've tried this. I've tried that. And, you know, I could scratch out a few dollars here and a few dollars there. But the ability to work from home and have people call you rather than chasing after people is intoxicating." That was his words. So it's cool to see. It's very, very, very cool to see. And in that conversation, you know, we had a great time. He's an elite member. And he says, "One of the things I've noticed about your system, Terry, and in talking with you and then hearing some of the training in your back office, is the scope of information, business information, not just marketing information, but how to set up a business to where it's more profitable." And he asked, he says, "Where did you learn about retail? And where did you learn about direct sales? And where did you?" And I said, "You know, here's the thing. I'm like you. I have failed at multiple things. I've tried tons of things and just fallen straight on my face. Now, I've had some success, you know, and I thank the Lord for that. But, my story's the same, you know, as yours. You know, just I don't know who the exact person was. I don't have it in front of me, but he says the key to success is going from one failure to the next with no lack of enthusiasm. I mean, just keeping the drive and the motivation up. And so today I want to talk to you because it sparked something in me in his conversation that you know, not everything's going to work all the time. I mean, you just not, and it doesn't mean that you're in the wrong business or you're doing the wrong thing. There's so many variables that go into why things don't click at times. But there's one thing I know that is a key to anyone's success in business or in life for that matter, is being able to go from one disappointment to the next and bouncing back. In other words, getting just punched right in the face. Getting knocked off your horse. Losing. Being embarrassed. having things not work the way they were supposed to work, and still get up, get back, and doing it again the next day. It's just something, there's something about that, that when you can learn to do that, when you can start embracing failure as more of a friend than a foe, when you start seeing that when things don't work out, as long as I learn something from it, as long as I get some sort of value added, okay, this didn't work and I try this and then I see some movement in that place, then it's really to your benefit. The most successful people I've ever met and meet with are people who have learned to embrace defeat. Not that they want to get defeated, not that they want to get beat up, but it's that attitude of, I'm shopping, you know, I've heard it said, I'm shopping for a no. I'm looking for no's because I know if I talk to 25 people, I need to get 20 rejections out of the way before I get 5 acceptances. 5 people saying, hey, I see the value in what you do, what you offer, and what you bring. You've got to have that mentality. You got to have that mindset that, you know, it's all a numbers game. And I've joked about it in many trainings before. And for you guys who've ever done, if you're an insurance guy, real estate guy, if you've ever done any marketing, if you've ever done TV, radio, mail drops, anything, you know that most marketing that you do only garnishes anywhere from 0.5% up to 1.5%. If you do a mass mailer of 1,000 people, if you get 10 people responding to that mailer, it's considered a success. And so many people, because they don't have that understanding of business marketing, they go out, they try a new thing, they get the door slammed on them, they get rejected, they get turned down. Maybe people are even rude to them. Hey, it happens all the time. I cannot tell you the hate mail I get on social media. I just the other day, you're a loser, you're an idiot, you're a joke. Why do you even put this stuff on social media? And I had one guy even said, you know, Terry, I really don't like you. And I don't know this guy from, as we say in the South, Adam's house cat. And I responded back to him. I don't know why. I was in one of those things. I said, it doesn't matter. I like me. And that's the only person I care about. As long as I like me and the good Lord in heaven is looking down and saying, well pleased, then I write it up as a win. You don't have to like me. You don't have to love me. You don't have to respect me. I said, the fact is, you're probably not right for me, because I know 98% of the people in marketing, when you're putting yourself out there, they're not right, typically, if when you're just talking about casting a broad net. Now, if you're getting 98% rejections when you qualify them and you've put things in place as what we call a funnel, a sales funnel, a vetting process, and then you're still getting that number, then there's a problem with your vetting, and we work with you on that. But here's the deal. My numbers in my business are like this. I talk to 100 people, 25 people respond. Out of those 25 people, 5 of them are the only ones that are right. Out of those 5 people, only one of them are ready to pull the trigger. So think about it. 1% of 100 people. Get your mind thinking that way. If you're not being successful in your business, I will tell you, it's because of your activity. You're not getting your products, your goods, and your services, your value proposition, what you do. You're not getting it out to enough people. So you have to get it out there. And you have to get it, the more you can strategically get it in the right place with the right audience, with the right demographic, those numbers, those conversions go up even more. See, don't get bothered when, you're wasting my time, Wilson. You're a loser. You're a chump. You're whatever. So there's 5 truths I want to give you real quick that will help you bounce back from defeat. There's 5 things I want you to think about. Number one, we all are failures in our activities at times. Failure is an event. It's not a person. Don't get attached to what you're doing that if it doesn't work, it's a reflection on you. It's not. It's a reflection on that activity. So I love entrepreneurialism. I love self-employment for this one reason. You cannot afford to maintain unhealthy thought processes, attitudes, and belief systems and ever hope to survive as an entrepreneur. You can have a rotten attitude, bad belief systems, stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar says, and go to the local McDonald's or the whatever and make your 10, 15 bucks an hour. Those jobs do not challenge your self-development, who you are, how you believe, what you think, how you conduct yourself. They don't do it. But an entrepreneur, someone that's putting it out there, wanting to put a dent in the universe every day, it's going to challenge you. And so you've got to understand, we all fail at time, at least the best of us. From the kid at the grocery store ringing up the purchases to Oprah Winfrey herself, everyone experiences defeat. Don't believe me? Akio Morita founded Sony, whose first invention was actually a rice cooker that sold less than 100 units. Now, if Mr. Morita decided, I'm a failure, I've tried this thing, it didn't work out, and then, you know, tucked his tail and went home, what's being recorded today on a Sony recorder would not be possible. Winston Churchill failed sixth grade. Oprah Winfrey was fired in her early career as a news station personality. Michael Jordan, I love this story. He tried out for the high school basketball team and was cut. Didn't make it. The greatest basketball player of all times couldn't make his high school basketball team. It's amazing. See, failure happens to everyone. You've got to embrace things when they don't. You got to almost say, I'm looking for things not to work out, not to be negative, but to appreciate that process of learning and figuring out, okay, what, think of it as all you're doing is narrowing down what doesn't work. Okay, that doesn't work. Let's try this. Okay, that doesn't work. Let's try this. One of the things in our business is a lot of times we'll get these guys in and they see a lot of my webinars and they see what I'm doing and they see that, hey, I can take this voice broadcast dialer, send it out to 10,000 people on their voicemail and get a 1.5-2% response and make a few thousand dollars and investing only about 70, 80 bucks in dial time because it's like 2 cents a minute. And so, man, they're jacked up. I mean, okay, I'm ready. They get in there. They do the same thing. No responses. They burn $80. And they say, okay, maybe I need to learn this. Okay. And then they go back and do the same thing, burn $80. And then two or three times into this, they're in 240, 300 bucks. And they're upset. This is a hoax. This must be a gimmick. This must be a game. And then they finally get to their one-on-one coaching. And I asked them, did you pay attention in video one where I said, never call more than 500 to 1,000 people. That way you're not spending but $15 because the first thing you got to do, there's so many variables to marketing. Who am I calling? What offer am I making? When am I calling them? What is my script saying? What's my call to action? Do I need to incentivize that campaign? There are so many variables. I literally have spent $1,000 in trying things out and then finding exactly the right script, the right offer, and the right people at the right time to call them. And it's like an ATM machine. I know every time I do this, I'm going to get so much money. But it's taken a lot of time in honing the craft, figuring it out. And that's just the way it is. And there's no genie in the bottle. There's no get rich quick. And these people that are online that are promising the moon and telling you this and telling, they're lying to you because it takes time. And, you know, and I consider myself a decent marketer. And I will tell you, I can't tell you do this, 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 and this, and exactly like this. And it will always work for you because you're not me. I'm not you. What works for me may not work for you. It's finding your voice, finding what resonates with you, finding what, and it's that process, and going through that process makes you a better person, makes you a better marketer, makes you a better coach and consultant, makes you a better business person, makes you all of these things. But it's the process of going from this to this and not quitting and not giving up. Listen, don't put everything on red. Spread it out. Be wise about it. Don't spend 70, 80 bucks every campaign that you do. Go slow, figure out what works, and then drive your calls, if that's what you're using, if that's a marketing. So failure, everyone is going to fail at times. But don't hang your head. Don't give up. Don't walk away. But just keep figuring out, okay, what, and be analytical about it. What did I do here? How many people did I get respond? What can I do better? So it is. J.K. Rowling says failure is so important. We speak about success all the time, but it is the ability to resist failure or use failure that often leads to greater success. I've met people who don't want to try for fear of failing. You're going to fail. So failure is important. Evaluate. Number three, everything you want is on the other side of fear. Jack Canfield said that failure forces you outside of your comfort zone. Excuse the tired cliche. That's where the magic happens. When failure hits you in the face, it means that you've already been on the other side of fear, which is great news because it means that you've broken down mental barriers. I've said this many times, and God knows I don't ever want to go back there. I don't. I hope to God I never go back there. But I will tell you, the greatest asset that I have, I think, in my business is the experience of going bankrupt, losing everything, being almost hopeless, and then coming back from it. Because there's something that magical that happens in this one regard. You've gone there. You've done that. You got the t-shirt. It didn't kill you. You're still standing. So all of a sudden, it's not that you get this free willy-nilly, I'll do anything, I can't be killed. But there's this resolve about you as a risk taker. You're going to be wise with your risk taking. You're not just going to be goofy. But I'm telling you, it almost like it breaks the back of failure. When you can come back from a devastation and come back and win, I'm telling you, life gets sweet at that point. And I've told many, many people on my coaching calls, listen, I've had multiple failures since 08 when I went bankrupt and lost everything. But my turnaround time is like, I mean, it's just like, okay, this don't work, boom, pivot. I don't just hold on and say, oh God, I hope it works. And then you go down with the ship. You go, okay, we're taking a downturn. Let's figure out what we're doing here and let's navigate. Let's look at the control panel. What's my metrics say? What's my analytics say? And then if nothing within my capability can fix it, then we cut and run. I mean, it's just that simple. We don't hold on to, one of the lessons I learned in losing the business in 08 is I was married to the business. I mean, it was it was not just my livelihood, but it was sort of like my identity. You know, I was known as a musician in the music business. And if I didn't do that, who would I be? Well, I had to learn to be Terry Wilson. And you got to learn the same thing. So if you've got yourself wrapped up that, you know, if I'm not doing this, then who am I? That's a telltale sign that you're in the mental state you're in, the emotional state you're in, is not pliable and flexible enough to be alert to see what you need to see, to be able to pivot and be emotionally available to pivot, modify, change. So huge lessons. Number four going on. What is the point of being alive? John Green says, what is the point of being alive if you don't at least try to do something remarkable? A nurse revealed in a stunning article the top five regrets shared on their deathbed. The number one regret, she said, that haunted most people, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life that other people expected. I'm telling you, I would much rather feel the pain of trying and failing than never trying at all. I know it's a tired cliche, but it is the truth. So if you're at a place in your life right now that is just, it's not fulfilling professionally, it's not gratifying personally, doesn't speak to your passions, then what's the point? What are you doing? You know, do what's going to resonate. I'm not saying quit your job tomorrow. You got to eat. You got to feed your family. You got to do, you got obligations, I'm sure. But be making plans to go to somewhere that resonates with you. And finally, Paul Kahlo says, and when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. Finding defeat is a sign that you've tried to do something great. Maybe it didn't work out the first time, but if you keep in and you stay in the game, the universe has a way of recognizing that. You know, the good book says that the gift makes room for you. It also says, and the righteous take things not because they just fall in their lap. They take it by force. If you want something, go after it. You don't have to apologize or make an excuse for yourself to anyone. You owe no one an explanation of why you've got passions and a purpose, because it was given to you by the Almighty. So go after it. Do it today. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.